Got a question that Harriet picked up from the Science Festival yesterday. I'll play it to you.
My name's Anthony Risley and I'm from New Zealand. And I'd like to know, do plants die of old age?
What do you guys think about that? Let's have a straw poll, if we can take the planty pun there. How old do you think the oldest plant is on Earth, Richard?
Oh, it's got to be thousands, hasn't it? It's got to be thousands. I'm going to go thousands. I'm going to go 10,000.
10,000. What do you think, Tamara?
I'm definitely thinking thousands as well. I'm from the west coast of the US. We've got these giant sequoia trees in the redwoods that are extremely old.
Jenny?
Yeah, I don't know. If you start thinking about smaller things like algae-type things, I wonder if they can get technically even older than that.
Let's ask Tom as the geographer. What do you think?
I'm thinking thousands as well, and the mind goes straight away to redwoods, but I couldn't put a firm answer on it.
Would it surprise you then that actually the oldest plant on Earth is at least 43,000, if not 135,000 years old? It's a Lemartia, we're King's Lemartia. It was found in southwestern Tasmania in the 1930s, and the guy King who found it sent it off to the Botanical Society, and they called it King's Lemartia in his honour. And it's subsequently been examined in more detail. This plant is clearly cannot reproduce because it's got three copies of its genetic material in its cells, which means it's genetically incapable of producing any seeds. So the plant can only grow by effectively cloning itself. In other words, a bit of the plant digs into the ground and puts down some roots and makes another side spin-off plant. So the tissue is slowly growing and growing and growing from the same stock that's been there for all that time. How do they know how old it is? Because they have found in the same region as the plants that are growing now, in just one tiny part of Tasmania, in southwestern Tasmania in Australia, they've found remnants in the fossil record going back at least 35,000, if not 135,000 years, of plant tissue resembling very, very precisely this existing plant, and they've carbon dated it to those ages. So it looks so similar that they're happy to conclude that it must be the same plant, and therefore it must have been growing there for at least 135,000 years, possibly longer. And there are some pine trees, as you were saying, Tamara, which are in order of 4,500 years old. So certainly a lot of old stuff in the plant world.
That's pretty amazing. But actually, I was reading recently about an animal that scientists think may actually be effectively immortal, and it's a kind of jellyfish. And it has this weird life cycle where it can basically grow to its adult form, but then if times get a bit difficult and it's not getting enough food, it can revert back into its juvenile form. And it seems to be able to do this indefinitely, as long as it doesn't get eaten or die of disease or something. So they actually think that this might be an immortal animal, which is pretty incredible.
So the trick here is it's got to be able to replicate its DNA, but without introducing errors along the way.
Yes, and of course, plants, if they're that old, they have been replicating their genetic material for that long, but then a plant has a much lower metabolic rate than certainly I do. I can't speak for you, Richard, but I'm guessing it's probably true. And that being the case, when you copy your DNA and you grow your cells very, very rapidly, they're less likely to get damaged if they don't have this highly damaging environment that a fast metabolism like ours tends to breed. So I think that's probably why the trees are able to be more resilient and live for these extended periods of time. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, also with Richard Hollingham, with Tamara Maciel, Ginny Smith and Tom Burgoyne. If you'd like to get a question into the show, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com or tweet @nakedscientist. Now,